Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and could break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should the net not begin the net at 9 p.m. promptly and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on www.boonvilleac.com. I will now be turning the mic over to WA2U for the remainder of this net. 73 to all, this is KC2YXN clear.
And this is WA2U. Thanks, Kathy, for the preamble. Do we have any portable, battery-operated stations that would like to check in this evening to the Christmas version of the Black River Valley Service Net? Please call WA2U. Name here is John. Okay, no portable or low-power battery stations. Evidently, no one's gotten any new handhelds or that type of equipment for Christmas. Very good. Next, we'll move on to stations that are on EchoLink. EchoLink stations, I'll pause about 15 seconds to give people a chance to check in. I'm not concerned about any order, but I'll stand by. WA2U waiting for stations to check in via the EchoLink.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York, and I believe so far I'm the only one in the queue.
Okay, I recognize KD2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Good evening, Kevin James. We'll give it another shot here and see if there's anyone else. So thanks for the heads up on, but maybe someone will wonder if Vic's around this evening, WB2U or anyone else trying out EchoLink. Pause here and see if there's additional stations. Okay, next we'll have call-ups for general check-ins and stations, but we'll give everybody a chance to get on deck for that. But before we have that call-up, Kevin, how has your Christmas been? And what a beautiful day. WAT, over to you.
Hey, John and Kathy, sounds like you guys are where I was about a week and a half ago, struggling to make my voice work for the radio station. So, yeah, lots of, Mucinex DM, that's what got me through. KD2FBM out here in Oneonta, yeah, and guess what? Today was my birthday, of all things, so I'm actually the number 48. That's kind of an interesting number. So, yeah, do I feel 48? No, I feel like I'm 8 mentally. Physically, I feel like I'm 78 with a bad back, but that's another story for another day. But, 56 degrees today. We had some sun outside. Got a little sprinkle of rain a little bit this afternoon, evening. And now you can smell a little funny smell in the air. It smells almost northern. That's kind of interesting. So Tuesday, I'm hearing rumors of a possible winter storm with 3 to 5 inches with mixed ice in there. So we'll keep our eyes on that. With that, I'll say 7-3. And Merry Christmas, and KD2FBM, back to Net Control.
let Ray get his call in there, and congratulations on another year. Boy, you on your birthday, hope your back feels better, Kevin James, and another year completed and not far away from the ending of 2015 and the start of another year, and of course with that straight key night on December 31st for anyone that's involved with that, thought I'd mention it. And also good night for the Bayberry candle. We've got the Bayberry candle burning one of the tapers. All right, moving along now with the special edition of the North Pole version of the Black River Valley Service Net, the Christmas version. And I know Kathy has a much better voice than I did, except this evening it's a little bit challenged. We'll go on to general check-ins. This is general check-ins. Maybe we've got our regular check-ins. Maybe you're visiting, you're out of town, but Royce, everyone's welcome to join us here on the Black River Valley Service Net, which is on every evening at 9 p.m. Please call WAE2U.
And 2 PFM, good evening.
All right, a little bit of a pause. George, good evening to you. How's your day going?
Well, good evening and Merry Christmas to you and Kevin James and anybody and everybody, Kathy and everybody else out there. And we got a temperature here of, 39 degrees. Temperature range today was 32 to 46. And, we did have a little spritzes of rain here and there. No snow, which I'm glad of. And, yesterday morning was 61, and it's been falling since, except for today came up a little. And now, as I say, I guess we're going to get in some more seasonable weather, which, of course, is no surprise. So I went to see Mom up at the nursing home and then went to my friends there in Valley View to have some Christmas dinner and all. There was a mix-up, apparently, at the hospital. I didn't put in that I was coming for dinner with my mother, so I didn't want to start an argument with just two people staffing the whole floor. So I figured, let it go and don't argue about it. Even with my collar and everything on, it still didn't, my minister's collar still didn't help or anything, and what can I say? So I got everything else done then with the other people there for Christmas and all, and unlike them, I'm not a drinker, so, I just had my dinner and all, politely left, and let them get back to drinking themselves till they hit the floor. So with that, we'll say God bless. It's 73s, and again, a Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, we got Kathy chuckling on that one. That's WA2 of the Black River Valley Service Net. For those that are just tuning in, and we're 35 degrees here at the moment. It's been interesting weather. We really enjoyed the weather yesterday. But there's still nothing to have to plow or shovel out there yet. And I don't know, visiting health places like that, I've always been a belief, and I have a friend, he visits his brother once in a while, every week. I told him you should change up the day. It's kind of interesting when you provide a surprise visit. It's nice to surprise people that are in a care facility that you're coming by to stop. But if everyone says, "Well, George is going to be here at 1 o'clock every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on the dot," I think it's good to see what goes on a surprise visit. But that's my own personal take on that. So. You went with good intentions, and it's too bad that some people felt an inconvenience at that. All right, let's see if we've got any additional stations, anyone that would like to join us this evening on the Christmas version of the Black River Valley Service Net. And Kathy's sitting here supervising me and helping me along. So let's see if we have any additional stations. Please call WATU. Maybe everyone's into the Baileys and the eggnog at this point. I'm not sure. But anyways, we're here, and anyone with any notes, news, nonsense, comments, let's see, tomorrow is Saturday. Okay, so the mail should be going tomorrow, so I have to think about what day it is, but there's a few things coming up, and New Year's, and write down a lot of things that we can all be thankful for and reflect on. So we got almost a week to plan on some of the finer things that have happened in the past year. That's just a thought of mine. But anyways, let's see if anyone has any notes, news, or nonsense for the Christmas version of the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Okay, nothing heard. Well, I'm not as creative as Kathy, so I don't have any joke this evening, so maybe you'll get two jokes next week instead of one. But anyways, I'd like to thank those that have checked in, Kevin James from Oneonta, and George up on the hill there, and all those that have taken the time to tune in. I know that we've got KD2CJS listening from the far reaches of the Onondaga County down there in almost across the street where we used to live. I chatted with Ty a little bit earlier, so he's listening, and I'm sure a number of other people have. So enjoy the rest of the day. It's not that late, so with George's thought, visiting people, if you can't get out there, you can always pick up a telephone. This time of the year is a good time to call people that might be living by themselves or in a care facility in the next day or so, because it might be challenging them because of the holidays. So it's nice when they get a call and they know they're not forgotten, and sometimes it only takes a minute to do that. So with today's technology, I guess there's emails, but you still can't beat an old-fashioned telephone call and the spontaneity of the call. At this time, it's WATU returning this frequency back to other amateur use, bidding everyone a 7-3 and a Merry Christmas, and thanks for the participation. WATU now clear. Good evening.
WA2U, this is KD2FPM. I think we may still have one more check-in if you have a moment. I think KD2JWC is checked in here.
Well, if Kathy and I say we're retired, we all the time in the world. Thanks, Kevin James. WA2, welcome to the other station. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, and Oneonta on Echo Link. Sorry for getting in here late. I just got back from a call. Had a good Christmas so far. Everything's been going decent. A little different with 47 degrees still outside, 44 with a wind chill, but we'll get used to it, I guess, eventually. Hope everyone else has had a Merry Christmas and decent travels if they're traveling today. This is KD2JWC, back to net control.
Okay, KD2JWC. Could I have the name? You might have mentioned it, and I didn't get it the first go-around. And your location.
That's okay. It's Matt. And I'm in Oneonta, where Kevin is. KD2FPM is. KD2JWC, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Matt. Yes, the fame of the 2585 repeater, 146.850. Very good. I think PL at 131.8. So thanks for joining us, and I appreciate Kevin James relaying you in here. So, yeah, a lot of times you have the radio on, and we don't usually shut it off. We turn it on in the morning, and it's one of the last things we turn off here in the East Kitchen. So thanks for making the effort and joining us on the Christmas version of that. 7-3, and make it part of your routine. That's on every evening at 9 o'clock, 7 days a week. 73WA2U, clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. Hopefully, we'll catch you again tomorrow night. Until then, Merry Christmas. KD2FPM says 7-3 and clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. Stations, come now, please.